All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty interesting. It's kind of out there, but also something I think a lot of people are interested in, and that is the history of astrology.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and they were really into astrology, and they were telling me all about, like, their birth chart and Mercury being in retrograde or whatever it is.
Right.
And I was thinking, like, this seems so personal.
Yeah.
But it's something that people have been doing for like thousands of years.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It's got me thinking.
Yeah.
About the history of all of this. So luckily we've got our expert here who could help us break down, you know, just what exactly is astrology?
Well, I think it's a great place to start, right? What is astrology?
Yeah.
I mean, at its core, we can think about astrology as the study of the movements and the relative positions of celestial bodies and how they're interpreted to have an influence on human affairs and the natural world.
So it's not just about personality traits.
Right.
It's more about like the big picture.
Exactly. It's about understanding the universe and how we fit into it.
That's really interesting. So like, how did ancient civilizations use astrology then?
Well, for a lot of ancient cultures, astrology wasn't just this thing you did for fun or to figure out your personality. It was deeply intertwined with religion and medicine and agriculture and even government.
So it was a lot more than just like checking your horoscope in the morning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This was serious business.
Wow. So this article that we're looking at today, Astrology and History, How Ancient Civilizations Consulted the Stars. It has some really fascinating examples.
It does. It really brings it to life. You know, it shows you how central astrology was to these ancient societies.
So give us an example. Like, how did they actually use it?
Okay, so let's take the ancient Egyptians. They were incredibly skilled astronomers, right? And they used their knowledge of the stars to predict the flooding of the Nile River, which, as you can imagine, was super important for their agriculture.
Yeah, the Nile was their lifeline.
Right. Exactly. Their entire civilization depended on the Nile's floods to irrigate their crops.
Wow, so they were using the stars to literally feed their people.
That's right. They believed the stars held the key to understanding the rhythms of nature. And by understanding those rhythms, they could thrive.
That makes a lot of sense. So it was like a giant cosmic clock or calendar for them.
It really was. And it wasn't just the Egyptians. The Babylonians were another civilization that were heavily into astrology.
Right. I've heard of Babylonian astrology. What did they do?
Well, the Babylonians are actually credited with developing the zodiac system.
Wait a minute. So my horoscope that I read in the newspaper, that has roots in ancient Babylon.
It does. That's right. They divided the sky into 12 constellations, which we know as the signs of the zodiac.
Wow, and they use this for?
They believe that the positions of the planets within those zodiac constellations had a direct influence on the course of events on Earth.
So, like, what kind of events?
Everything. The success of harvests, the fate of kings, wars, natural disasters, you name it.
So they were looking to the stars for guidance on, like, every aspect of their lives.
Absolutely. They saw the universe as this interconnected web, and they believed that by understanding the movements of the stars, they could get a glimpse into the future.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. It seems like these ancient civilizations saw the stars as this really powerful force.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They saw the universe as a living being in a way, and the stars and planets were like messengers communicating with us down here on Earth.
It's so different from how we view things today.
It is, isn't it? I mean, today we have science to explain things like the weather and the seasons, but back then they didn't have those tools, so they looked to the sky for answers.
It's fascinating to think about how our understanding of the universe has changed over time.
It really is, and it makes you wonder how our current understanding might change in the future.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe in 1,000 years, people will look back at our current scientific theories and think they were just as primitive as we view ancient astrology.
Exactly. And that's what makes studying history so fascinating. It gives us a new perspective on our own place in the world.
It's like holding up a mirror to ourselves, but through the lens of the past.
I like that. That's a great way to put it.
Well, this has been such a fascinating deep dive.
It has been, hasn't it?
I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us.
My pleasure. I'm always happy to talk about the stars.
And for all of you listening out there, I hope this has inspired you to learn more about the history of astrology and maybe even look up at the night sky with a little more wonder.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.